Miniota and Isabella by Linda Clark. Jeff and Tricia Leland, Reese, Jackson and Dawson Leland and Robin Collier enjoy the spring break at Cocoa Beach, to Key Largo and Key West and then back to Miami. Raymond and Lori Sheen are home from a warm holiday at the Mayan Riviera, Mexico. Congratulations are in order to the Miniota Elkhorn Seahawks on their win against Killarney in the Tiger Hills Hockey League, taking the trophy for this division. We now wish them the best of luck as they take on St. Anne for the provincials. One of our own, Alma Stowe, is turning 100 years on May 9th. Family is inviting friends to send cards with the hope that Alma will receive 100 cards to mark this marvelous milestone. They can be mailed to Hillcrest Personal Care Home, 960 26th Street, Brandon MB, R7B2B8. We are all ready for spring and eagerly await the arrival of the pussy willows and our provincial crocuses with the warmer weather on the horizon. Isabella Kendall and Angie Heisey enjoyed having their grandchildren Max and McKenna Winters from Brandon for the spring break. As well, their daughter Jessica Heisey and friend Joel Turner joined them and all went skiing. Kendall and Angie Heisey have just returned from a holiday to Florida where they visited with Angie's aunt Regina Taylor and cousins Sieg Dedrian and Mackenzie Taylor of Freeport, Florida. They spent several days relaxing on different beaches along the Emerald Coastline in the Panhandle, looking for shark teeth and seashells. Another highlight was all the delicious foods they discovered and boating along the Choctahatchee River. Houseboats line the shoreline in some areas and fishing derbies are popular where the fresh water mixes with the seawater from the Gulf of Mexico. Hazel Wall spent several days with Curtis and Kim Bell and family at Russell for the Easter celebration. Our community extends sympathy to Tana and Jamie, Acadia and Dion Huberto on the death of Tana's maternal grandpa at Morley House in Shoal Lake. Whenever I see someone with an abundance of empathy, I want to ask what heartbreak they have endured, for compassion is often birthed in the valley of despair. Zoe Clark Coates Kenton by Karen Anderson. Mary, Boots, Curtis, former resident of Kenton, passed away on March 23. She will be missed by many in the community. Mary's obituary is on Campbell's funeral website and her funeral will be on April 17, at the Kenton Memorial Hall. The month of March continued below normal daytime temperatures and very cold overnight with wind chills in low 20s. Due to a storm, the scheduled foot clinic on March 6 was postponed to March 13. There were 8 clients. The next one is scheduled for Wednesday, April 24. Walking in the Kenton Hall continued for the month of March due to cold temperatures and icy conditions on the sidewalks and streets. On March 19, WSS hosted a Senior Street Patrick's Day beef stew meal at 12:30 p.m. at Briarwood Creek Cafe and Grill with 13 present. A March birthday was also celebrated. Best wishes to Nora Crampane, who celebrated her 80th birthday on March 17. The WSS Social Club followed at the Kenton Hall from 2 to 4 p.m. with cards, 500, played. The afternoon social club held on Tuesdays will continue into April. Many residents watched the World Women's Curling Games from Cindy, NS recently, to see Canada's Rachel Holman Rink win gold in the final game on Sunday, March 24. Canada last won gold in 2017. Now the World Men's Championship will start on March 30 from Schaffhausen, Switzerland. The Gushu Rink will represent Canada. Karen Anderson, Resource Coordinator, WSS.